USA Radio News.
The number of people missing in California's wildfires soared to over 600, and the death toll has risen now to 66. Hundreds of people in Northern California are living in tents in a Walmart parking lot. Now, they've been told that they're going to have to move by the weekend, and President Trump is expected to visit the area on Saturday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey joined Fox News to talk about the recovery efforts.
We're going to continue to do our absolute best to locate people and reunite them with their friends and family, but at the same time, search the area for people who perished in fire.
A federal judge announced that the Trump administration must restore CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's White House press credentials. The president's reaction to that?
Nobody believes in the First Amendment more than I do. And if I think somebody's acting out of sorts, I will leave. I'll say thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate you coming, and I'll leave.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A new abortion bill is making its way through Ohio State Legislature, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has this update.
The State House in Ohio signing off on the bill that's now been sent to that state's Senate. It outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill, approved on Thursday, bars abortion, according to proponents, after a fetal heartbeat's detected, but Democrats argued against it, saying many women don't know they're pregnant until after 6 weeks. There are no exceptions in the bill for rape or incest. Doctors violating the measure could face up to a year in prison. Again, it still needs state Senate approval. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Democrats are still trying to figure out who the next Speaker of the House will be. I had a chance to chat with Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, and he believes Nancy Pelosi is the front runner.
There's a real internal power struggle going on the Democrat side. You know, Nancy Pelosi is still the front runner. She's the face of their party.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
On Friday at a bill signing event, President Trump took some questions from reporters. One of the questions was about the president providing written answers to Robert Mueller's team.
My lawyers aren't working on that. I'm working on that. I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers. I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily. Very easily. I'm sure they're tricked up because, you know, they like to catch people. Gee, you know, was the weather sunny or was it rainy? He said it may have been a good day. It was rainy. Therefore, he told a lie. He perjured himself. Okay, so you have to always be careful when you answer questions with people that probably have bad intentions. But, no, it's the questions were very routinely answered by me. By me. Okay? To the special counsel, yeah.
And you submitted the answers?
I haven't submitted them yet. I just finished them. As you know, I've been a little bit busy. We've been in Europe. We've been working on various deals. We just finished the USMCA. If you look at that deal, which is one of the great trade deals, you'll see. You can see how happy our farmers are. We've done a lot of work in the last period of time, so we've been very busy. It's been very, very hard to find time. But it didn't take very long to do them, and they were my answers. I don't need lawyers to do that. Now, you need lawyers for submittal. You need lawyers to go over some of the answers. But they're not very difficult questions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.